Attention, attention, this is History Lost in Time.
And welcome to the History Lost in Time podcast. In episode 31, I will talk about the fourth series of battleships of the German Navy, the battleships of the Braunschweig class. On the old YouTube channel, this was episode 144. And I'm sorry should I talk a bit slurry, but I'm still recovering from a tooth operation.
The topic of this episode.
The battleships that I have discussed so far, the Brandenburgs, the Kaiser Friedrich III's and the Wittelsbachs, did not see any combat, at least not as part of the German Navy. Two battleships of the Brandenburg class did serve in several wars as part of the Ottoman Turkish Navy. And among the Wittelsbach ships, the Zähringen did serve as a target ship and as a block ship during World War II. However, the Braunschweig battleships did see combat in World War I and were used beyond that.
Political agenda and background.
None.
The sources that were used.
I will use the same sources as in episodes 19, 23 and 27, but this time I'll also use two additional sources. The sources, briefly. Admiral Scheer, Deutschlands Hochseeflotte im Weltkrieg, Germany's High Seas Fleet during the World War, published by Verlag August Scherl, Berlin, probably 1919, date of the foreword. Ulrich Israel, Jürgen Gebauer, Panzerschiffe um 1900, translation Ironclads around 1900, published by Brandenburgisches Verlagshaus, Berlin, 1998. Günter Kroschel, August Ludwig Evers, Die deutsche Flotte 1848 bis 1945, translation The German Fleet 1848 to 1945, published by Verlag Lose Eising, Wilhelmshaven 1962, Third Improved Edition 1964. Hans-Jürgen Hansen, Die Schiffe der deutschen Flotten 1848 bis 1945, translation The Ships of the German Fleets 1848 to 1945, published by Verlag Bechtermünz, licensed version for the Weltbild Verlag Augsburg 1998. Janusz Pikalkiewicz, Seekrieg 1939 bis 1945, translation The War at Sea 1939 to 1945. Published by Verlag Bechtermünz, licensed version for Weltbild Verlag Augsburg 1998. Kajus Becker, Die Kriegsmarine 1939 bis 45, Das Schicksal der deutschen Kriegsmarine, translation The Navy of the Third Reich 1939 to 45, The Fate of the German Navy. Published by Neuer Kaiser Verlag Klagenfurt 2004. As usual, I will fill the gaps with Wikipedia. The Braunschweig class was already developed and built under the influence of the second version of the naval law from 1900. This updated law demanded the construction of a fleet of no less than 38 battleships. After the Wittelsbach ships had been commissioned, the German Navy had less than half of that at its disposal. So there was no time to lose. However, one couldn't just ignore new technical developments and continue building Wittelsbach ships. The caliber of the main guns, only 24 centimeters, was one thing that was very controversial. Most other navies used 30.5 centimeter guns on their battleships. But 24 centimeters was the largest quick-firing gun that Germany could build. However, just when construction of the Braunschweig class was about to start, the Krupp company presented its new quick-firing 28-centimeter guns. So the Braunschweigs now received the larger 28-centimeter guns, the same caliber that was later used on the Deutschland-class pocket battleships. By installing these guns, Germany got closer to the international standard. Other improvements focused on the secondary battery and the armor. All of these changes meant that the ships looked quite different compared to their predecessors. Spotting the differences was quite easy. In my personal opinion, the pre-dreadnoughts of the Braunschweig and Deutschland class are among the best-looking pre-dreadnoughts worldwide. The Braunschweig class had a displacement of 14,400 tons maximum. The ships had a length of 127.7 meters, a width of 22.2 meters, and a draft of 8.1 meters. The triple expansion engines produced 16,000 horsepower, which allowed the ships a top speed of 18 knots. The range was 9,600 kilometers or 6,000 miles. The crew consisted of 35 officers and 708 sailors. As said, the main armament consisted of four 28-centimeter guns mounted in two turrets. The rate of fire was 2 salvos per minute, the maximum range was 18.8 kilometers. The secondary battery consisted of 14 17-centimeter guns. These had a rate of fire of 6 shots per minute. The firing range depended on the positioning and the way the guns were installed. 17-centimeter guns in turrets could be elevated to 30 degrees and had a maximum range of 16.9 kilometers. The guns in casemates could only be elevated to 22 degrees and were limited to 14.5 kilometers. Additionally, the ships were equipped with 14 8.8-centimeter guns, which had an average rate of fire of 12 shots per minute and a maximum range of 9 kilometers. For close encounters, the ships had 6 45-centimeter torpedo launchers, one at the front, one at the back, and two on each side. The ships were armored with Krupp steel. 5 ships were built. SMS Braunschweig and SMS Hessen were built by the Germania shipyard in Kiel. The Schichau shipyard in Danzig took over construction of SMS Elsass and SMS Lothringen. The last ship, SMS Preußen, was built by the Valken shipyard in Stettin. Construction began between May 1901 and December 1902, and the ships were commissioned between October 1904 and May 1906. As usual, I'll now take a look at other nations before talking about the ships' careers. This time I'll take a look at the Royal Navy, back then the gold standard when it came to naval affairs, but instead of checking out France, I'll switch it up and take a look at the USA. From 1902 to 1907, the US built 5 battleships of the Virginia class: USS Virginia, BB-13, USS Nebraska, BB-14, USS Georgia, BB-15, USS New Jersey, BB-16, and USS Rhode Island, BB-17. The ships were in use from 1906 to 1920. They displaced about 16,350 tons, had a length of 134 meters, a width of 23 meters, and a draft of 7 meters. So they were a bit larger and heavier than the Braunschweigs. With their 19,000 horsepower engines, they could sail at 19 knots, and they had a crew of 812 men. Their main armament consisted of 4 305mm guns with a range of 17.4 kilometers and a rate of fire of 2 shots in 3 minutes. The secondary armament consisted of 8 203mm guns, so basically they had the extra firepower of a heavy cruiser. On top of that, they had 12 152mm guns, 12 76mm guns, 12 47mm guns, and 4 21-inch torpedo launchers. So these ships had a combat value that was a bit higher than that of the Braunschweigs. The Royal Navy received 8 battleships of the King Edward VII class from 1902 to 1906. These served from 1905 to 1921. The ships were called King Edward VII, Commonwealth, Dominion, Hindustan, Britannia, New Zealand or Zealandia, Africa, and Hibernia. They were even larger and more powerful. They displaced 17,500 tons, had a length of 138 meters, a width of 22.9 meters, and a draft of 7.8 meters. With their 18,000 horsepower engines, they could sail at a speed of 18.5 knots. Their main armament consisted of 4 305mm guns. These had a rate of fire of 1 shot per minute and an effective range, not a maximum range, of 14 kilometers. The secondary battery consisted of 4 234mm guns, so even heavier than the secondaries on the US ships, but only half the amount of guns, 10 152mm guns, 14 76mm guns, 14-47mm guns and 4 18-inch torpedo launchers. So other nations could now build larger ships that had a higher combat value. The German Navy, however, was slowed down by infrastructure limits. It couldn't build ships larger than the Braunschweigs, so it had to get as much out of that ship size as possible. However, the biggest problem was the introduction of HMS Dreadnought in 1906, which surpassed the Braunschweigs in terms of speed, protection and combat value by a lot. So just when the Braunschweigs were available, they were already obsolete. During the peacetime years before World War I, they served within a battleship squadron. SMS Preußen served as squadron flagship. During these years, the ships took part in maneuvers and long voyages through the North Atlantic. In 1906, Emperor Wilhelm II used SMS Preußen to travel to Denmark to attend the funeral of King Christian IX. In 1911, the SMS Hessen sank the Danish steamer SS Askersund during an accident. The crew was saved, though. In 1912, SMS Elsass did the same when she rammed and sank the Swedish freighter Pollux. However, again, the crew was saved. In 1912 and 13, the Braunschweig and the Elsass became part of the reserve fleet. In 1914, the same was supposed to happen to the three other ships of the Braunschweig class. However, the outbreak of World War I prevented that. When war broke out, Braunschweig and Elsass were reactivated and put into the 4th Battleship Squadron. This squadron consisted of the Wittelsbach ships and was used in the Baltic Sea. Braunschweig served as flagship. The squadron performed several patrols in the Baltic without meeting enemy forces. Sometimes it was also used to guard the estuary of the River Elbe in the North Sea. On September 12, 1914, there was an explosion aboard Braunschweig, which killed 6 sailors and wounded 16. However, the ship was only slightly damaged and remained combat-worthy. When moving into the Bay of Riga on August 8, 1915, an artillery duel took place between Braunschweig, Elsass, and the Russian battleship Slava. The Slava withdrew after a short exchange of fire. However, the German move into the bay had to be aborted without significant results after a while. On October 12, 1915, Braunschweig was attacked by the British submarine E-18, however the torpedo missed its target and Braunschweig remained undamaged. On December 14, 1915, Emperor Wilhelm II visited the battleship Braunschweig. At the end of that year, the 4th Squadron was disbanded due to the low combat value of the ships and a lack of personnel within the Navy. Both Braunschweig and Elsass received secondary tasks. Hessen, Preußen and Lothringen served with the slightly more modern Deutschland-class battleships in the 2nd Squadron within the North Sea. Shortly after the outbreak of the war, all ships of the 2nd Squadron were overhauled in Kiel. Admiral Scheer describes this modernization on page 105 in his book. The 2nd Squadron visited the Kiel shipyard at the end of October 1914 to receive some important improvements to the artillery armament and, in the interest of the crew's health, to restore the ship's comfort for the winter, which had suffered greatly due to the removal of all flammable objects. The ship's hulls were insulated in the same way as was done on newer ships from the outset, using fireproof materials. Staying in the ships, which had become so thin-walled that every noise from one end to the other was perceived as a disturbance, gradually put the nerves to the test, and during the strenuous war watch duty, the few hours of rest could not be wasted uselessly. The memory of those first weeks of the war, when the pecking of hammers and scratching of chisels echoed from early morning until late evening on all the ships of the 2nd Squadron, and mountains of wood and superfluous paint disappeared from the ships, will remain unforgettable for those who participated. The 2nd Squadron joined the more modern dreadnought battleships of the High Seas Fleet several times when they went on missions within the North Sea or when they bombarded the British coastline. The goal of the Navy was to provoke a confrontation with parts of the British fleet in order to defeat them piece by piece, thus improving the overall balance of power. In his book Germany's High Seas Fleet During the World War, Admiral Scheer, who at first was the commanding officer of the 2nd Squadron and who later took over the entire fleet, describes this strategy and these missions. However, the Germans never managed to confront the British in favorable conditions and to actually improve the balance of power. By early 1915, the Navy received new dreadnought battleships, so the 2nd Squadron was not used as much and mostly remained in the harbors. In early summer of 1916, the Battle of Jutland took place, the largest naval battle of World War I and one of the largest modern naval battles ever. At this point, out of the Braunschweig ships, only SMS Hessen was available. Preußen served in a defensive role in the Baltic Sea and Lothringen was in need of repairs. Due to their age and the low combat value of the ships, Admiral Scheer did consider leaving the 2nd Squadron behind. However, the squadron commander and several other officers protested against that. Admiral Scheer describes his thoughts on this in his book on pages 195-196. "For leaving this formation behind or taking it with us, there were both military reasons and considerations for the sense of honor and the morale of the crews, who wanted nothing to do with their ships being relegated to second class. The exclusive limitation of the activity of a battleship formation to guarding the German Bight with no prospect of engaging the enemy undoubtedly had to cause bitter disappointment. I will not deny that my previous affiliation with the 2nd Squadron also prompted me not to cause the ships the disappointment of leaving them behind. I did not regret this decision due to the benefits that the 2nd Squadron brought." In the end, SMS Hessen participated in the battle as a member of the 2nd Squadron. For a short time, the 2nd Squadron confronted the Battlecruiser Squadron under the command of Vice Admiral Beatty in order to cover the retreat of the German battlecruisers under the command of Admiral Hipper. During the battle, Hessen narrowly avoided a British torpedo. In the early morning hours of June 1, 1916, she fired both her main guns and her secondary guns at targets which were misidentified as British submarines. Hessen scored no hits during the entire battle, but also remained completely undamaged. During the Battle of Jutland, SMS Pommern, a battleship of the Deutschland class, was sunk by a single torpedo hit. The vulnerability of the older battleships regarding torpedoes could no longer be ignored, and after Jutland, they were quickly pulled out of active fleet service and relegated to secondary duties. Braunschweig first served as a command ship in Liebau, then for a while as a training ship in Kiel, and finally as a floating barracks. Elsass also briefly served as a command ship, then as a training ship. Hessen served as a harbor defense ship, then as a target ship, and finally as a depot. Preußen served as a harbor defense ship until 1917, was then briefly used as an icebreaker, and finally as a depot. Lothringen also served as a harbor defense ship until 1917 and was then used for training. Starting in 1916 already, the ships were disarmed and their guns were transferred to the army to be used in land combat, for example as railway guns. One of the guns of SMS Hessen was captured by Australian troops and can be seen in the Australian War Memorial in Canberra, where it is called the Amiens gun. By the end of the war, the Braunschweigs were not only totally obsolete, but also disarmed and no longer combat ready. The Versailles Peace Treaty only allowed Germany the use of obsolete battleships of the Braunschweig and Deutschland class. The German Navy was allowed to own 8 of these ships, but only operate 6 simultaneously. Preußen and Lothringen were converted into minesweeper motherships and used in that function. For this purpose, the ships were disarmed and overhauled. However, Preußen proved to be too unstable to serve properly in this function, so she was quickly placed into reserve. On April 5, 1929, she was stricken from the ship's list of the Navy and scrapped. A 60-meter piece of the hull was kept and used to test torpedoes and mines. This piece was jokingly known as SMS Rectangle. It served in this function until April 1945. Shortly before the end of World War II, it was sunk by Allied bombers. After the war, it was raised and finally scrapped in 1954. Lothringen was more successful as a minesweeper mothership. She served until March 1920 in that role. Afterwards, she was also placed in reserve. She was stricken from the Navy's ship list on March 31, 1931, and then scrapped. However, Braunschweig, Elsass, and Hessen were kept as proper battleships. Braunschweig was modernized in 1921-22 in Wilhelmshaven and recommissioned as the first battleship of the Navy of the Weimar Republic on December 1, 1921. The modernization was completed on March 1, 1922, and the ship was again fully operational. She served as flagship of the North Sea Fleet and was visited by Reichspräsident Friedrich Ebert in 1922. Her service consisted of training missions, voyages to other countries, and icebreaker duties. On January 31, 1926, Braunschweig was decommissioned and replaced by the modernized Schleswig-Holstein. On March 31, 1931, she was stricken from the Navy's ship list and scrapped in 1932. Elsass was modernized in 1923 and recommissioned on February 15, 1924. During the winter of 1928-29, she served as an icebreaker, otherwise she had a career similar to Braunschweig. On February 25, 1930, she was decommissioned. On March 31, 1931, she was stricken from the Navy's ship list, but saw continued use as a depot ship until October 31, 1935. In 1936, she was finally scrapped. Hessen was modernized in 1924 and recommissioned on January 5, 1925. Out of formerly 14 8.8 cm secondary guns, she only had 8 left. Half of them were used as anti-air guns. She received 4 new torpedo launchers and the engines were converted from coal to oil. Her service career was similar to that of her sisters. In 1930, the remaining 4 8.8 cm guns were replaced with 8.8 cm anti-air guns. In 1931, the number of 17 cm secondary guns was reduced to 12. On November 12, 1934, she was decommissioned after the new pocket battleship Admiral Scheer became operational. These pocket battleships of the Deutschland class, which consisted of the Deutschland, which was later renamed to Lützow, the Admiral Scheer, and the Admiral Graf Spee, were officially the replacement of the old Braunschweig battleships. That's why they were initially called Replacement Preußen, etc. As these pocket battleships were supposed to replace real battleships, everything was done to get as much battleship as possible out of the allowed displacement of 10,000 tons. Part of that was strong armor and the 28 cm main battery guns, which would have been much too large for a conventional cruiser. After the end of her active duty as battleship, Hessen was converted into a target ship. The conversion took place during her time as part of the Third Reich Navy from 1935 to 1937. During this conversion, she was completely disarmed, her hull was lengthened, and most of her superstructure was removed. Her engines were replaced with steam turbines, which now allowed her a top speed of 20 knots. The crew was reduced to just 80 people, and just like the target ship Zeringen, she could be remote controlled by radio. The experiences gained from the Zeringen were used during this conversion, and in the end Hessen turned out to be the superior target ship. In the Kroschel-Evers book, one can follow the career of the Hessen in the pictures 74, 288 and 430. While in the first two pictures you can see a good-looking pre-dreadnought battleship, you see a barren and rather unelegant ship in picture 430, but well, better unelegant than scrapped. In this new role, the Hessen served from 1937 to 1945. Sometimes she was used as an icebreaker in the Baltic Sea. After the war, she was transferred to the Soviet Union as a war prize, together with the light cruiser Nürnberg and a couple of smaller ships. The Soviet Union renamed her to Zell and kept using her as a target ship until the early 1960s. Then she was finally scrapped. This means that Hessen had a service life of about 60 years and survived the more modern dreadnought battleships of Imperial Germany by a lot.
A few finishing words.
The battleships of the Braunschweig class were a major step forward compared to the predecessors of the Wittelsbach class. However, after just a few years in active service, they were outclassed by HMS Dreadnought. When World War I broke out, they were supposed to be deactivated. However, they were used quite intensely in the years 1914-16 in both the Baltic Sea and the North Sea. Due to the Versailles Peace Treaty conditions, they were modernized in the early 1920s and used by the Navy of the Weimar Republic. Only Hessen served within the Navy of the Third Reich, just as a target ship, survived World War II, and saw continued use as a target ship within the Soviet Union for almost two more decades. Despite being obsolete quickly, the Braunschweig ships proved themselves to be quite versatile and long-lasting.
Thank you. This was History Lost in Time.